Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What they do is they get you in a free market slash communist left-right paradigm. And then people who are defending the free market say it never does anything wrong, and people defending the communist view say it never does anything wrong. Anything that's command and control will immediately be abused and used by a ruling class, and communism has always turned into a bottom-up conduit of the wealth faster than anything else. I am for local control. I am even for, as the Founding Fathers pushed, you know, if people locally want some governmental system with more control, they can have it. But at the national level, it's very small, very weak, and you can have a choice of going to what state you want or doing what you want, different choices in the 13 colonies. And the better than a mess. And then we get into arguments about the Dalai Lama and was he good or bad. The point is, the communist Chinese admit Mao killed 60 million. The communist Chinese admit that Mao killed 60 million people. And so, John, I mean, go ahead.
Oh, Alex, for one thing, Alexander Colburn pointed out that anything that the present regimes in China or Russia say have to be taken with less than a grain of salt. They're the mortal enemies of the former regime. The CIA and the FBI has been all over those files, forging and the rest of it. So there's nothing you can get from the present regime, who is the mortal enemy. For instance, Yeltsin bombed his own parliament and killed about 400 remnant communists because they didn't want to give up the social safety net policies that the new beauties of capitalism.
You mean he rolled in with tanks and
rolled in with tanks and artillery and blew the hell out of their elected parliament? Be like blowing up the Congress and everybody in.
Oh yeah, the communists were really elected.
They were elected. Every bit as much as Yeltsin was. That's true. So I'm saying is
they were not elected.
Well,
Uncle Joe Stalin, our good buddy.
I'm talking about in the 90s. I'm talking about in the 90s when Yeltsin brought up the artillery.
Let me ask you a question. Why do we have all these Trotskyites who are now the neocons today?
They're not. They probably never were, even in their trendy youth. I think they were police agents and spies and rats.
No, they were.
And
they were thugs who wanted power, and they'll take on a neoconservative guys. They'll take on a commie guys. They'll take on anything.
And certainly the rest of their career was rabidly the most rabid anti-communist. In the Reagan administration, they got their real home, and they killed scores of thousands of people in the name of anti-communism in Latin and Central America in the Iran-Contra days. And so I'm just saying that whether the present China, a capitalist China, I would say mostly, is good, bad, or indifferent, the motive for the Project for a New American Century is to divide and rule that country as well. Russia, just as you're saying, in the Middle East, their policies are, and they will use whether that government is good, bad, or indifferent.
Well, there's no doubt that they're using the Tibetans as a set piece against the communist Chinese. John, I appreciate your call. What you're saying there is true. The rest of it is just not true. You can't admit your whole life. What are you, probably 65 years old? That you've been serving socialism, communism, bleeding heart, you mean well, and you just can't get it. You just can't get the fact that McCarthy was right, that McCarthy was being used to destroy liberties and freedoms and bully Hollywood into supporting right-wing fascism in this country. But as soon as he found out the army and the banks were funding the communists, which is a fact, the Rockefellers, the Carnegie Endowment, all of them, factories over there, everything, they ran him out on a rail. China isn't capitalist, it's a slave grid with a bunch of fat cat commies on top feeding off the slaves below them. Their families pass on the power now over there. You defeat the elite by getting rid of the government. The elite need the government as a lever of control over us, the people. Wake up!
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's go to Linda Honeycutt of the Granny Warriors. And we'll go to Harry, Jason, Kevin, and others. Go ahead, you're on the air, Linda.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to plug our April 15th thing.
Well, tell folks about it.
Huh?
Tell folks about it.
Well, we're going to have one heck of a rally there. It's not just a Ron Paul rally. It's a rally we're trying to unite all these different factions together to work together so we'll have one big army to fight all this corruption, which we're taking one step forward and two back with all these little battles for against NAU, against Real ID. We need to all get together and get our shit together.
Listen, I appreciate your call, but we really have to try to control our language on this show, and I'm just going to have to start banning anybody that cusses, including myself. If I do it again, I'll just ban myself. How's that sound? Everybody always wants to make one group. Everybody always wants to only have one organization. I always have said the opposite. We need lots of small and medium and large organizations tackling different subjects, different topics. And I know I was invited to your rally in D.C., but I want to spend time with my family, and I've put links to it and promoted it. I know some folks from Genesis are going to it, and I wish them well. I'm told Ron Paul's going to be speaking there. Then there's the big rally coming up later in the summer that Ron Paul, that's his official rally of Ron Paul's. I might go to that. Regardless, I'm going to be supporting it and promoting it. What happens in these moves to unify organizations and groups is that what it means is somebody stands up at one of these events and says, you will do what I say or you're not for unity, and then the people that don't want to follow their orders turn into the bad people. And I've seen so many people arrive on the scene who and Linda Honeycutt's a nice lady, and the Granny Warriors done a great job, but they've been around for, I don't know, 6-7 years, I forget, doing different events since I've heard about them and talked to them. And then there's always this call for unity. One of the few times we ever had true unity was Ron Paul. And Ron Paul, about 2 months ago, had hit his peak, had unbelievable political capital, and people saw him as the leader, and still do to a certain extent, and were ready to be directed. And I privately, off air and on air, last time he was on with us a month ago, said, you need to go after the NAU, you need to go after NAFTA reauthorization, you need to go after socialized health care, Second Amendment issues, and put out flyers for folks to download, put out a battle plan, because people need goals, and we've got some serious fights that are in front of us. I said also ending the war, and you can galvanize what would be seen as a progressive or liberal arm against the war, bring libertarians into that, a pro-gun group for conservatives, and anti-socialized health care to educate people. And he said, yeah, we're planning on doing that. And I understand it's hard to start new organizations. It's hard to put out battle plans. He's still campaigning. He's still doing that, as he says, to educate people in the process. And then I saw all the energy, or 90% of it, in the movement to getting delegates and people saying, because we're going to make him president, we're going to go vote as delegates and he's going to be the nominee. And I said, well, go be delegates, but also understand that politically, if somebody's got 60 delegates, but you go take over 1,000 delegates, that it'll be political suicide to come in and say, we don't care if you voted for these other candidates. We're now saying it's Ron Paul. That just won't happen. And we're going to see. We're going to see who's right about this. And see, the people who are for going in an insurrection and making Ron Paul the Republican nominee, they then won't have an honest debate about it. They will say, Alex is against us being delegates. Alex is against us changing the platform. Alex is against us going in and taking over the party. No, I said do that. That's great. But the problem is, let's say you go get 1,000 delegates, which nowhere near that's not going to happen. But let's just say in a magic world that happened. And they go and they say, okay, we give our votes to Ron Paul. Ron Paul is going to say, no, honor the popular vote. Now, his office told Ted Anderson that. He said that in a press release. I asked him about it during a break, and he says, no, people need to support with the delegates, who that delegate supposedly represents. And then people say, I want to hear Dr. Paul say that. I want to see it. He put it out in the press release. He called, in fact, get Ted Anderson in here, drag him in here. He was one of the head guys in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in the Ron Paul campaign, put up the Ron Paul Air Force, all of this, and they were instructed by the Ron Paul campaign to give their delegates to John McCain. Will you go get him for me? I know you're paging him, but physically go grab him. It's okay. And I'm going to have some guests on about this. People who are out there pushing and getting the delegates. I've invited some on. One of them was too busy to come on today. Maybe I'll get them on the next few days because they work nights and they were just too tired. But we'll lay out how this process works and talk about it. But the thing about, we all got to get together. People doing the NAU and people doing this subject and that subject. Well, no. I mean, we needed Ron Paul, and he still can do it. It's not too late, though a lot of his energy is dissipating. It's like a bullet you fire into something. 90% of the energy is dissipated. Some of it may come back, kind of like an exploding bullet to the New World Order's torso if he activates now. Even if that bullet slows down, they got some exploding bullets that when they do slow down and are basically finished expanding, then they explode. So there's an analogy saying it could come back, grab victory from the jaws of defeat. But we've already had a victory here. We've already energized, woken up tens of millions, exposed the New World Order, exposed the North American Union. We need to stop being pessimistic and angry and expecting everything to be organized. The revolution wasn't organized. We need to understand we are ragtag and be positive. And then Ron Paul needs to put out a treatise of this is the national coalition. This is what we want you to do grassroots with your own creative ideas. Defeat socialized health care in the war. Force both parties to stop it. A coalition on the economy. Ron Paul needs to put out a 5-page plan of what he would do to fix the economy. I know he's introduced bills to do it, but he needs to state it in like a manifesto. Ron Paul, in 20 pages, could lay out 4 parts, 5 pages apiece, laid out with his ideas about how to tackle each subject and how to energize, and people would form into cadres, and they would, and we've got the army of 20, 30 million people, probably more, who will get involved and do it. Instead, they're feeling pessimistic, and they know it was all for naught, or they're drinking Kool-Aid going, he's going to be president still. Shh, it's a secret. Ron Paul's for it. He's going to secretly, we're going to say he's the nominee, and he's going to stand up and take it, and we're going to go off the yellow brick road together, off into the sunset. And I mean, just because I say what I think, I don't sit here like a preacher and telling you, you know, everything's going to be all right, just put your money in the collections plate. Or one of these politicians that says they've got everything nailed down and everything's wonderful. I know how this works. When it blows up in their faces, it'll be, well, it would have worked if people like Alex Jones would have gotten behind it. I am behind you taking over the delegates and forcing changes in the platform and taking over the party system, and that's good and that's wonderful. And you're doing it in some areas. Just don't set expectations that there is a 99% chance are not going to be met. Remember Ron Paul's letter, that first one he put out, which they interpreted as saying he was getting out of the campaign? No, he just said, well, it's clear that I'm not going to be the nominee, and we're not going to get the delegates, but I'm going to continue this fight, and it now goes into another phase. It's bigger than me. The revolution is permanent, to use a Trotsky quote. And he was laughing about it, you know, using that quote. Our revolution against them is permanent. It's about you. That's why I've always said it's not about Alex Jones. I could be killed, set up, framed anytime now. I pray that isn't the case. But, you know, I'm in the danger zone. It isn't about me. I don't want it to be cult of personality or fizzle out or be limited. I want the victory. And the victory is in you taking on the manifesto of liberty and freedom, understanding it. And understanding that statism and elitism and corruption and bullying can take the form of Catholics, Protestants, Jews, Germans, Communist Chinese, Venezuelan strongmen, Mexican oligarchs. And good can also take the form and manifestation of Chinese and Jews and Germans and Catholics and Protestants. And so we need to understand, what are the policies of the New World Order? They want to federalize local areas to bring those federal bodies into larger unions. They want to break up the family. They want you to go to public school. They want you to take drugs and vaccines. We know they poison the water. Do they put out a memo telling Catholics, because it's all Catholic run, don't drink the water? No, they don't. If it's all Jew-run, do they put out memos to Jews, don't drink the water? Don't take the vaccines? No, they don't. If it was all, let me think of another one. That's the two main groups. If it's all alien-run, it's from the somewhat serious to the absurd. All right, I said I'd take calls. I am on quite a rant today. When we come back, I'm going to go as quickly as I can to Harry, Jason, Kevin. And we got a whole fourth hour coming up with a bunch of news. I'll tell you about some of that. There's a fourth hour now. You can listen one place. That's InfoWars.com. When the 3 hours ends, we come back live. for the Alex Jones Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark...
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com. That's SpyVille.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The Road Warrior radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN Network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one-world nation-state? The Road Warrior radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior radio broadcast. Sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might.
All right, let's go to Harry in Michigan. Thanks for holding, Harry. You're a trooper. Welcome to the airwaves.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hey, good talking to you. Hey, I was really glad to hear your guest the other day, Alan from Canada.
Yeah, Alan Watt, great guy.
Oh yeah, man, he spits it right out. His version of the New World Order just recaps my feelings about it. I've been knowing about it for a long time now, and people in the United States need to start picking up a book, read one a year if they're lucky, and read about Albert Pike and Albert Mackey and J.D. Buck, Daniel Sickles and all about the New World Order, which my belief is the Masonic inspired version of it. And I've had a lot of flack throughout the years and trying to teach, you know, to bring it forth.
Well, that's what it is. It's a hall of mirrors, and it is a mystery religion of being behind every major group and playing everybody off against each other. And then what they are scientists who understand how to manipulate the tribalism of humanity.
Exactly. It's all symbolism, you know. And you work your way up to, a seventh degree, which is the great knowledge of, you know, who is God, you know. And they base themselves off of that, and it's the secret inside of a secret inside of a secret and the secret. And
it's like China dolls or the Russian dolls.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been at war with them for years. in my younger days, back in the 70s, I got into it with a Shriner and a Inspector General, which is anybody knows that's a 33rd. And I made toast out of them, you know, and and went to war with them ever since. And
well, that's why we have our own symbols of liberty and freedom.
Exactly.
And we have to counter anything that takes liberty, anything that takes freedom, anything that oppresses the innocents, and then judge a group, are they doing bad, and then confront them for the bad they're doing, not for the group they are. Because if you confront them on their group, then the tribalism kicks in of their minions.
Okay.
All of these groups have predators at the top who feed on their lowers, and they keep the lowers under their control by always claiming the outside hates you, I protect you. The inner party protects the outer party. Okay, and so that's what Orwell talked about. And so it's predatory. And so when you go out and say, I don't like Mexicans and are racist, then it only helps the La Reconquista. But when you point out to them how the big banks are financing the breakdown of the entire Americas and how they're being set up and used, they wake up. Or when you go to a Catholic and say, you're not a bad person, your heritage isn't bad. It's just, without getting into a debate, does the Pope call for a one-world government? Do they call for a one-world religion? Is that bad? They say yes. Okay, then you move on. Okay, are the Protestant religions basically part of Israel worship now, saying Israel's God? Yes. You know, is that wrong? Is that weird? Is Hagee saying Jesus wasn't the Messiah? Is that bad? Okay, boom, move on. Then you explain to Masons, hey, I'm not saying all the Masons are bad. Most of them, up until about 32 degrees, don't even really have an inkling. They're porch Masons or outside Masons. You go to them and say, yeah, the Founding Fathers were Masons. Yeah, they were good guys. And later they found out when they got into higher levels that it had been, they thought it had been taken over. It had really always been that way. And they wrote about it. And so you can be like George Washington, who woke up. And then they wake up. But if you say, you dirty Masons all drink blood, they will say, well, I'm not into that, so it's not true. And then they think you're a liar.
That's fact. And
I mean, do you understand why I'm saying this is so important? Because this is the only way to attack the New World Order.
Definitely. And I've had many conversations with lower level Masons, and they find it hard to believe what's going on, really. And I'll get my books out from Albert Pike and all the rest of them, and I'll do the quotations.
Tell you what, I got to be fair to other callers. I want to give you 2 minutes on the other side, Harry, because I don't want to go to Jason and others that have been holding, because I want people to hear this. I've had discussions with Masons as well. And if you approach it without having a bunch of tribalism involved, and rationally, you can wake them up. If you don't, you're going to fail.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. Uncle of Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know. You're Chewbacca.
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second. They can't track us. It's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to uncivilliberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at uncivilliberties.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 8915. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing. Close out on a line.
This just in.
When a car goes by.
It's going to be a 5-hour radio show today. I've just decided to go to 2 hours extra. Now, I'm not going to do that every day. You know why I decided to do it? National British Radio is calling me at 3:10 Central, about 10 minutes after I'd be off air today. We've added the fourth hour. And I'm on till right at the end of that hour. So I thought, why not just do a simulcast? I'm already going to be in here in studio on the headset. And maybe when I do other interviews now, when I'm here at the office and it's on ISDN or even phone, maybe I'll patch it in and just randomly pop in with live transmissions. Because I'm always doing radio interviews anyways. You know, when you think my 4 hours is over, oh, no. It's just beginning here. So when I'm on the radio in South Africa or Australia, or Germany, or Japan, or England, or Mexico. That's the answer. We'll start when we can, firing it up. So there isn't a whole other hour coming up. By the way, I took probably, 20 calls in that hour yesterday? I take a lot. For some reason, I'm in the habit of not taking calls on this show, and then on the other one, I can just take them one hour. Or maybe it's because they're in my control panel and I see them all. But that is coming up. And there's video of all this. If you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you can see the archives of these, of the fourth hour every day, or the fifth hour some days. You can also listen to the audio archive of it. You can watch it live as a document cam, a video feed, so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv. It takes about a minute to sign up. It's $5.95 a month for a trial membership. Or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free today. Now, I haven't plugged sponsors today. I'm going to plug sponsors. Then I'm going to just end the show taking your calls, the official three-hour transmission on Genesis. And then I'm going to go into overtime with the fourth hour, and then we're going to go into super sudden death overtime into a fifth hour of radio. Ha ha! I like it. Maybe I'll go to 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Maybe I'll just filibuster. You know, I could go for the Guinness Book of World Records filibuster. I think in Congress it's like 3 days. I could do a radio filibuster. And how do you want to bet I wouldn't lean on the callers? You know, most talk shows can't even do an hour. They got to lean on callers. Not me. I'm the mouth from the south, as they say. Okay, I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment. First off, I want to tell you about the fine folks at Inner Food. And if you go to Infowars.com, you can link through on the banner to Inner Health Botanicals and get 10% off by going to that Alex Jones subpage. They have all the products there, the healthy coffees, the healthy cocos, their original Inner Food, the 20 superfoods, raw, unpasteurized superfoods. You get full absorption of the vitamins. This is the one way to really take your mainline vitamins and nutrients and minerals and trace elements and ring structures and things like that. ENERfood.com or give them a call. Tell them Alex Jones sent you for the 10% off. 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. Dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina. People run out of it here at the office, and they'll come over to somebody else's stash and try to hit them up for it. Hey, Derek was in there the other day over to Rob going, hey, give me some of your Inner Food, man. I ran out. You can also buy it at places like Brave New Books here in Austin, Texas. But if you buy in bulk, you get an additional 20% off on top of the 10% off. So 1-866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. And then, of course, there is also Aloe Ease from the folks at New Vitality, Aloe Vera. I was listening to Dr. Dina Dell, who hates vitamins and nutrients and minerals this weekend, and heard him saying Aloe Vera does clean out your guts. Wow, even Dr. Dean has to admit that. New Vitality, Aloe Ease colon cleanse, really flushes, detoxes. That's one of the biggest areas where these toxins and stuff builds up. I don't want to get into details. I'm sure you know about it. But 800-569-4056, 800-569-4056. They also have the great Super Beta Prostate Formula, well-known to shrink and give you better prostate health, 800-569-4056. And last but not least, eFoods Direct. eFoods Direct is the longest continually operating herbal foods company in the nation. I don't know if we're going to have martial law. They're just geared up for it. I don't know if we're going to have food shortages, even though they've started, and rationing has started of certain key things. Rationing to the factories, that is, just certain things you won't be on the shelves. There'll still be other foods. I'm not saying we're all going to be starving in the streets, but the prices are exploding. Depression could come. It certainly could happen. I don't know. It's just smart to... I'll tell you this. I got like 5 years of food, okay? That's not really true. I guess if I got five people in my family now, I've got about 2 years' supply. Got to get more. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com, giant banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Harry in Mississippi about waking up Masons. Go ahead and finish up.
I'll make it real short. It just bothers me that that these people are in the dark. They need to open their eyes and see what the heck they're belonging to and what's going on for thousands of years, and the part that they're being played. They're puppets, and they're being used. And that's the bottom line. And I know some great people belong to the Masonic Order, and I know some that I wouldn't give them a drop of water if they were dying of thirst. And that's just about it. America's got to wake up and find out who the heck is running this country, and it sure the heck isn't us.
Look, let's just make it real simple, and I appreciate your fine points, Harry. It's a gang, especially in small towns. They give each other business. If one of them gets caught doing something wrong, and it's the guy from the Mason Hall, the cop lets him go when he's totally drunk. But the rest of us, they don't. And I've told the story of my dad's great-uncle, who I got to know, but he died when I was five, Uncle Houston, who'd run speakeasies in Houston and run away from home when he was 13, been on a steamship around the world, come back. You know, was a rough guy, run speakeasies, you know, all over Houston. Guys tried to rob him. He killed two of them. They still had him up on charges. He flashed the Mason in distress sign. And the old Masonic orders would be that, well, if they then they were going to have a Masonic trial, and if he really wasn't innocent, they would slit his throat. But see, that isn't really enforced. And the judge let him off. Just, oh, everything's dismissed because he flashed the Mason in distress. And you can get that in a book. The problem is you flash that and you're not really a Mason, they do tend to track you down and kill you. But see, the lower Masons don't know that. It's the higher orders that do that. And it's come out in the BBC, London Telegraph, the Scotsman, that basically all, the, I mean, 99% of the barristers, the judges are Masons. They can do no wrong. So it's like thousand-year-old Crip or Blood gangs. You know, I'm sure they'll be in big mansions so they didn't fall apart and be having secret handshakes. You know, that's what Skull and Bones is. There was an anti-Masonic party under John Quincy Adams. They banned it. They ran Masons out because they'd been caught killing a bunch of people who'd been Masons and blown the whistle. They were trying to take the government back over for themselves, and they banned Masons and ran them out of the country. And then the German and British got real mad. The British East India Company, with opium money, this is in the encyclopedia, founded with opium money the Skull and Bones. In all of that stuff, you know, they say, oh, well, our first level mock human sacrifices is Hiram Abiff, and we simulate his killing and then his resurrection and all this stuff. But when you get up to the higher levels, it is just, you know, then it's black magic. And then above that, it's worshiping angels. And, you know, it's worshiping, you know, lower level before that, it's worshiping goddesses and gods. And, you know, Diana, Eulogia. And that's how these occult things work. They then incorporate all sorts of other things. I mean, they'll have... I didn't see it while I was there inside Bohemian Grove, because it's a 2,700-acre redwood grove. And I was in the gorge. I probably saw 300, 400 acres. And that's walking, trying not to be talked to, trying to, having security ask me questions. We finally got behind a, it's all on video, it's in the film. We finally kind of got to a deserted camp and just sat there on a bench behind some bushes till the sun went down. We went and got the ritual on tape and got out of there. People say, well, in the grove, you published on your website a photo of some Catholic saint, and you didn't talk about that, but I learned about it on your website when you got their annals and put up, scanned a bunch of pages in. You're covering it up. It's on your website. I'm like, and you're covering it up. You have Daniel Estulin saying the Vatican's involved at the highest levels with the black nobility and the New World Order, but it's on your website. But you covered it up. You're involved in it. And again, it isn't about defending me. I don't care when people attack me. It's painful that they mean well. They really believe what they're saying, and they really think they've caught the bad guy. And it never makes any sense. I'm going to talk more about that in the fourth hour. I have no idea what I'll talk about in the fifth hour today when I'm on National British Radio. Yesterday, I went for an hour and 24 minutes extra. I did 4 hours, 24 minutes yesterday. And I guess today I'm going to do 5 hours. I love it. And I'm not going to do the interview if the Brits don't let me simulcast it. I'm sure they will. They'd be stupid if they didn't, but it'll be me interviewing them, them interviewing me. Because I'm doing 5 hours today. I could go a couple more hours, I guess. Okay, I need to shut up. I got a lot of news, a lot of stuff to cover. I need to get geared up for the next hour, all fired up for that. And I said I'd be taking your calls right now, and I'm not. Oh, by the way, next hour, if folks want to call in, the phone number for you to call in is 512-646-5400. And I'm just going to start the show with 20 phone calls in a row. And I actually did that yesterday. 512-646-5400. Most of you got unlimited long distance. We'll have a 1-800 number for you soon, but it'll probably just be the network number. Who knows? 1-800-646-5400. T-minus 15 minutes until transmission of Hour 4 and video feed if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Right now in the document feed, I have a barbecue sandwich laying there. That is the document of the day. Oh, man. Jason, you're just an unbelievable trooper in Arizona. You're on the air. You get a gold star.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to make a comment about Barack Obama. I've heard you say a couple of times in the last month or so that you know, Barack Obama is the best of the worst. But
I'm not voting for him. I'm saying he doesn't have a bunch of murders under his belt. He isn't like the Clintons. I mean, I hate the Clintons. I know they're wicked. They have become older and eviler. And I was saying that, and I'm not interrupting, I'm trying to be clear on what I'm saying here. And we know that John McCain is totally evil. So I'm saying he's got evil people behind him. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I know you feel that way. I just wanted to make the one quick correction. You've said a couple of times that at least Barack Obama voted against the war. Actually, Barack Obama didn't get elected to the Senate until 2004. So he did vote
against funding when all the rest of them did vote for it.
Well, he did, but that's sort of a vote of no consequence because he knows it's going to pass anyway. So I think the media has spun him as the anti-war candidate, and it's interesting that MSNBC really seems to be the Barack Obama station, and it's pretty clear that, you know,
well, that's because they know he's hot and has a lot of charisma, and so they're pushing him.
Absolutely, and I think the other element to that is that they're owned by General Electric, and Barack Obama gets more money from the nuclear industry than any of the other candidates. And I think
that's right. He's promised to give them hundreds of billions. Great points. Anything else?
No, I enjoy your show. I'm a first-time caller, and I'll let someone else get on. I appreciate it.
All right, well, you don't normally have to hold an hour to get on. I've just been out of control today.
My pleasure to be on your show, and it's really a privilege. Thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure to take your call, sir. Let's talk to Kevin in Montana. You're on the air, Kev.
Hello.
Hello, Admiral.
Sir Alejandro, my name is Kevin. I'm calling from Minnesota, the state of where Jesse Ventura...
Okay, Minnesota. I thought I'd Montana. Go ahead.
No, and the reason why I'm calling is that I'm a veteran with the alleged Gulf War illness. After learning about the atrocities that they used me as a guinea pig, I started bringing forth and trying to inform the general public about Gulf War illness. And at the time, Jesse Ventura was doing a radio station, and this was just before he went into being the mayor of Brooklyn Park. He made a couple comments about Gulf War illness. I used it as an opportunity to get him numerous amount of information and videos pertaining to Gulf War illness. He said, yeah, I was in the military. We had Agent Orange. He never was a Navy SEAL. He trained with the Navy SEALs, so that's a false statement that he claimed.
Because the neocon website says that?
No, I'm just saying that from finding that information.
No, that was actually investigated by national television, and that's not true. He was first in the Underwater Demolition Corps, and then he was in the Navy SEALs.
Well, that's the training with Navy SEALs is the Underwater Demolition Corps.
No, he was first in that. Do you have any points to make, sir? Are you just going to talk about Jesse Ventura? That's fine if you want to.
Okay, well, I use that as an opportunity to give him a bunch of information pertaining to Gulf War illness. He said, yeah, he's on board and stuff. So, when he became governor, I asked him also what he was going to do for the Minnesota veterans that have Gulf War illness. And then I got to the point of where I rode my wheelchair across the state of Minnesota because of Gulf War illness and trying to bring awareness, where I gave him numerous letters, certified letters. He promised me that he would meet me at the end of my ride. It took me 11 days of over 15 hours a day to ride my wheelchair across the state of Minnesota. When I got there at the Capitol, he didn't have the gumption even to send any representatives from his office. Jesse Ventura is a snake in the grass. When the people of Brooklyn Park got him in there, they were waiting to get him out. He lied to the people. He lied to the college students, claiming all of these promises, and that it never did anything. When he was on
the show, and I appreciate your call. I'm really sorry that he didn't meet you outside. and I'm really sorry that he didn't give you enough attention. And I have no doubt that Jesse Ventura isn't perfect, and I don't completely trust him either. All I've tried to do is help the Gulf War veterans and have guests on to expose it and done everything I can in my own meager way. You know, I have given tens of thousands of dollars quietly to the 9/11 victims. I haven't really talked about that, but I think I might just go ahead and do it. Because then I get these idiot emails about, why don't you help the 9/11 people? And then even after I've given some of the victims money, they still gripe and complain and kind of have this, I'm owed something. Look, I didn't do anything to you. And Jesse Ventura, I'll never forget, a lady got really mad at me once when Jeb Bush was governor. I get this really mad email, and she says, you didn't email me back, but Governor Bush did. And then she even called the show, and I said, ma'am, that isn't really from the governor. That's someone saying they're from the governor. She said, no, it's him, and you didn't email me back. Do you know what it's like to be busy? I mean, you know, I'm sure he got covered up. That's just not fair to say he's all these bad things because he didn't meet you.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Good evening, I am Dr. Buell von Schenck with the White Paper Chronicles. Mr. Steve Schenck with his fearless radio program is correct when he says the solution to our difficult times is to store food and get healthy. My comrades and I of the media don't want you to panic. We, unlike fearless radio, try not to tell you about the food control legislation, Hurricane Katrina, the American famine, families unable to buy food. If we told you the solution to all these problems is food, you'd panic and run out and buy up food before it disappeared, or you couldn't afford it. You'd completely mess up the perfect strategy for population control, and they'd kick us out of the Survivors Club. You are a sissy chicken if you call JMS eFoodsDirect.com and order food.
This is Steve. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. You'll be considered a little bit crazy, but there's no such thing as a little bit dead.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
We're only 7 minutes away.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever.
From hour number four.
The woman and the stallion.
And then hour number five as I simulcast on national.
And the sun's gonna burn into
English radio.
Before we ever pass this way.
You're only alive once. Might as well hit them as hard as you can.
and we're going to ride.
And you're welcome to call in the next hour and the hour after that at 512-646-5400. We want to write to your calls after a five-minute video intro. This PrisonPlanet.tv members watch on the video cam. Go to the main page, click through, put in your access code, and you're in. Or everybody can listen on the streams at Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio, then Stan and Susan. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. It's hard this time of year not to think about our dear departed friend, Mr. Aaron Russo, especially during tax time. I have one quick question about him. Is his website still up, the freedomtofashion.com?
Well, have you checked it? Yeah, it's up. I was on there like a week ago.
Okay, I had no way of checking it. So
and then, of course, it came out there was some in the L.A. Times and New York Times, a murder plot against him with Pelicano, the famous private investigator. Did you see that?
No, sir, I did not.
Yeah, you know what, mate? I never even really talked about that. I'm going to cover that next hour, Charlton Heston's pro-gun stances, some Charlton Heston clips I haven't gotten to. Also, Israel's top rabbi says that Jews are worth 1,000, one Jew is worth 1,000 people. That's what Nazis said. And I really have to decry that racism. But it is being decried by Israeli papers, so that's a good thing. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, real quick. What did you think of that Absolute Vodka ad with the Azatlan picture?
We did cover it, and they've now apologized. And they said, look, our marketing shows that's what the majority of people in Mexico think. And it's real popular down there. And they said in England they ran an ad showing the 13 colonies being part of England again. So it's just, you know, they're just advertising to what their market is, which is a big wake-up call to people.
I'll never, you know, to those occasionally that responsibly have a cocktail, I used to have an Absolute and OJ. Never again.
Well, I'm a teetotaler, at least for now, so won't be a problem. But I actually do like vodka. And I guarantee I won't be at some party 2 years from now and have one drink. And I'll say, is this Absolute vodka? No, I'm not drinking it.
Yep.
But it's better not to drink anyways. Hey, good to hear from you, my friend. Listen, I don't want to be rude to Stan and Susan. If you'll call in, I'll go to you first at 512-646-5400 because I don't want to be, John, will you give them that number and have them call that right now? I'll go to them right when we come out of break, immediately at 512-646-5400. Because when we start the fourth hour, I don't want to cheat you out of time right now with like 2 minutes left. I want to be able to give you time, and we're going to give you time, and then I'm going to, since they held so long, I'm going to go to give them a while, and then I'm going to blast through all the other callers, just call after call after call after call when we start this hour. And we're turning the phone system on right now, so you can call 512-646-5400. Now, let me explain how this works. There's only one place to get the show. In a few weeks, it's going to be on Genesis, on the satellite, shortwave, all of it. Oh, I forgot they had to call and get shortwave for it. But we'll get on that now. During the five-minute break we're about to have, we're going to play a video clip, and then we'll come back and go to your calls. I'm going to call and make sure we get that hour shortwave for you. Shortwave listeners, we're thinking about you. And then, of course, we'll be up on the satellite soon for our AM&FM affiliates who are chomping at the bit. We're thankful for that. Pick up the show. But the Internet feed is available and free to everyone, the audio, at Infowars.com right now. We'll switch over in 1 minute. At PrisonPlanet.tv, you can get the video feed, the document feed, all the interaction in here in studio, two cameras shoot on me, the video, all of it, right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Or below.